Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back. Jay and DP are out today. They'll be back later this week, or if the DP's back next week. I'm Jake Sorensen, Eric Strickland, Nate Brennan with me as well. We are live at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, who also sponsors this show, 84th and Havelock. Again, buy one, get one free today until the end of the show, 6 o'clock.
I'm on it.
Buy one, get one free on four packs of Steakhouse Blend Burger Patties. We just had Nick Sander come in about 20 minutes ago. He bought three. He got three for free.
He got it all.
So he got, like we said, like for $36, he got 36 patties.
How do you beat that anywhere?
You can't beat that anywhere. That's like
for
like
those things. For those,
they're fat and juicy too.
At $1 a patty with
$1 a patty.
Oh my!
Those things are huge.
I'm stealing one of those packs. I'll be honest, guys. I'm still kind of thrown off that two reputable sites would have completely different numbers for total tackles.
Yeah. So if you missed the last segment,
throwing me off.
We were doing a giveaway for a Strickland signed card from either his day with the Bucks or with the Mavericks, and we asked Nathan to do some intel, some research, and he saw one site that said Luke Reimer had 90 tackles last year, and other people said, that ain't right. He had 108. So we gave the person who guessed 90 the card, and also the one who was correct, 108. We still haven't heard back.
That's a big gap, though.
9121.
9121. 402 starting. 9121.
Yeah, if you end in 9121, Texas, because you got a free card from Strick that signed for his playing days.
If we don't hear from you, we got to move to the second guy.
That's right.
The second guy in line is Tater. Tater would, hey.
But we'll give him five minutes.
We'll give him a little bit more time.
Five minutes. All right, again, we're live at the Mercado, 84th and Havelock until 6. Come on by and get some buy one, get one free Steakhouse Blend Burger Patty. So we were talking before the top of the hour here about an expectation, and Strick was getting heated on this during the break, so I want to bring this back to the table. But you were saying, Strick, if you're going to buy or sell Nebraska rushing for 150 yards against Northwestern, if that was the buy or sell, if that's the number, 150 yards, Nebraska, with either quarterback, running back, combined, 150 yards. Are you buying or selling that number as a reality in Dublin? 402-464-5685. Strick, you were heated on this. Bring that back to the air.
Listen, the reason why I keep saying this, and I said this on the block, and I'm sticking to my guns on this, and here's my theory. Check my theory on this. Nebraska going into a game with so many uncertainties, so many new pieces. I talked about the Jenga. You just don't know where it's going to pull out and where it's going to fall, right? At the end of the day, this Husker team against maybe on paper overmatched Northwestern team that's not very good. They're having quarterback issues. They don't know. We don't know. No one's heard. They've only had one meeting.
That's right. Just one.
So at the end of the day, you pound them. So you go in, you beat the brakes off of them, you play action them to death, you run until they don't want to see run no more. And then at the end of the day, you're done. You beat them up. Fourth quarter, they're tired. And that's when you take advantage of them. You have their defense on the field all the time. You're not having your defense coming off, staying out there regularly. And you do the same thing to Georgia Southern, and you do the same thing to North Dakota. You beat the brakes off of them in the trenches. And guess what Oklahoma has to do? They have to prepare for the run. If you're pushing 150 on the over, you're pushing up to 200, you've got Yant going nuts, you've got Anthony Johnson going, did I say that right?
Anthony Grant.
Gosh dang it, I don't know where I did.
Ramir
Johnson.
Right?
You got Ramir Johnson. So you've got these guys having a tremendous day on the run. Oklahoma has to prepare for that. They're looking at it, and then all of a sudden, you come back in, and I said it yesterday, you whipple them to death. Oklahoma, you just whipple go nuts. Up. You whipple them. That means you Kenny Pickett, and you're going Jordan Addison on them and like crazy, unexpectedly.
Well, that'd be great. You know, if Nebraska can have that trust with their receivers and Casey Thompson, if you know, I still think I've said this for about, I don't know, 8 straight years, and it finally happened last year. It didn't matter, though, but I said Nebraska's got to get their tight ends involved more. So Travis Vokolek is certainly in that conversation. Mm-hmm. They did with Austin Allen. He was the first team all Big Ten, but they still went 3-9. So I guess I was wrong in my my proclamation for what needed to happen. I still think it is important. But for Nebraska, yeah, it's something where you in this conference specifically, in this division, you have to run the football. You got to stop the run. You got to run the football. Nebraska's been trying to do everything opposite of what works in the division, and
facts.
It hasn't gotten them very far
facts.
Yet
facts.
Under Scott Frost.
Absolutely.
So can you establish the run? Again, 464-5685. Are you buying or selling Nebraska attaining 150 yards rushing in the season opener against Northwestern in Dublin? Nate?
I'm buying.
Yeah, I'm
about to buy this meat over here at the Ricotta.
I'm going to buy just because, like I said, I think by the fourth quarter this game's going to be done. I think you're going to be a lot of ground and pound. I think what's most interesting about this conversation is I think a lot of people misunderstand Mark Whipple and the type of offense that he runs. Everyone always just thinks Mark Whipple is just so pass happy, and that's the offense he runs. And while he does pass more than he throws, you can look at Pittsburgh's offense. Last year, they were 55% pass, 45% run. And on top of that, the reason that you're passing more than you're running is because you had a Heisman candidate and the best receiver in college football. Legitimately, like those accolades are given to them and they can't be taken away. So this concept and this idea that Mark Whipple's going to throw it 50 times a game, I think that's a little bit premature. I think they're going to establish the run. I think Northwestern is a good team to establish the run on, especially at a neutral field. So, yeah, I'm going to buy over 150, Strick, and I'll even take you one step further. I'll go over 200.
I'm looking at 200, but I just wanted to be generous and say 150.
Well, I'm not going to try to be Debbie Downer here because I think you're right. If Nebraska wins this game, it's not going to be because they chucked it for 400 mm-hmm. yards. I mean, mm-hmm. it's going to be
right. –
we saw Jaquez Yant last year. You know, he's still running today. You know, he had a 64-yard touchdown run. It was awesome. Adrian ran the ball well. I mean, it wasn't just Jaquez. It was the whole team. I mean, yeah, if Nebraska is going to win like you guys expect by 13-plus points, and if Nathan's 38 points come true, that is not all on the arm of Casey Thompson mm-hmm. and the legs of receiving of Omar Manning and
right.
and you know
Trey Palmer
and all those guys. It's going to be a good rushing effort. And think about the confidence, guys. Think about this. If Nebraska does do that, if they get – you know, 150 to 200 yards or more than 200 yards rushing to open the season. We already have concerns right now about the offensive line. That does not go away, but
right.
the optimism with their potential and ability skyrockets, saying, all right, well, they lost Nwili to the suspension. They lost, you know, Cam Jurgens to the draft. They have Prochazka banged up at left tackle but starting. Bryce Benhart's kind of overcoming some issues from last year. Turner Corcoran had some injuries so far. If those guys can mash – I mean, they're huge dudes. Those guys should be able to. You got 6'10", you got 6'9", you got big, big dudes. They should assert themselves. And if you see that in the opening game, then boom. It doesn't fix everything, but optimism is very, very real at that point. Very real, as it should be.
Yeah.
And even the pessimist would be a little bit.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Jake, and we asked all of our blockheads on the block, me and Strick did, 402-464-5685. I want you guys to chime in on this one, and I'll ask you, Jake, because I already know what Strick said. What will it take in this game against Northwestern for you, the pessimist, the fan base in general, maybe not say, okay, this team is back in the literal sense that, okay, we're Nebraska, we're back, we're going to win 10, 11 games. But for you to just take a deep breath and a little bit of a sigh of relief. What does the game look like and what does the final score look like for you to be like, okay, we're going to be fine?
Let's say this. If the score that you indicated, you believe, 38-10 happens, I will be inebriated beyond belief at the stadium.
I'll be right with you.
And Strick,
I know you guys will.
All fine. Strick will be clinking glasses there saying, let's go, we're back, let's go to the finals, the championship, bring it on, Ohio State. Not really, but we can say that.
10-2, I'm drinking Kool-Aid at that moment.
You know, I'm saying if they just cover the spread of four, I know they kicked their butt last year, but I'm saying like it is so much new with the transfers and the coordinator and the assistant coaches. If they win by 14 plus, they cover that spread, they come back with like a 28-14 win or 31-17, I'm feeling good. Like I'm not going out there after 3-9 saying I expect domination. Nebraska needs to simply win a game. And if they can win it comfortably by 14 points, then I'm going to be happy. I'm not going to come back and say, oh, they only won by 14. They lost 9 games last year. You take it, man. Party.
And I think
so
that's
I'm going
the key.
14.
I think that's the key, what you just said. Get the win. You would like to see it on a dominating fashion. You would also like to see something new. Here's what I would like to see new out of the Huskers. Turnovers.
Yeah.
Turnovers.
Forced.
Forced turnovers. That's what
We've
I would
seen
like
plenty
to see
of
that's
that.
New.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I would like to see them Iowa style, turning them over like that, and then taking advantage of the mistakes. I don't think Nebraska did a good job at that last year, taking advantage of mistakes from the other team, whatever it was, when they find themselves on the plus side of the field. And that's whether that be by way of field goal or whether that be by way of putting that ball in the end zone, taking advantage of an Austin Allen and his size in the red zone. Just whatever it wasn't taken care of and it wasn't handled in the right manner.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah, just imagine, guys. I was saying this morning on the show. Imagine if Nebraska's opening drive, because so many times, and this is not a bad thing necessarily, but Nebraska has been so dependent for years on the big play, scoring via like a 70-yard run or you know an Adrian run. Imagine the first drive against Northwestern where you're getting third down conversions. Mm-hmm. You're third and four converting with the pass or a good run. And then you get to the red zone, which has been Nebraska's just nemesis for years. Adrian, whatever it was with him, just did not
I was about
not
to say, was it Nebraska's or was it more Adrian?
Well, it's combined. He takes ball. He's the quarterback. He's part of it. Nebraska collectively has been terrible in the red zone.
Yeah.
They settle for field goals or they miss the field goals.
Right.
But if they go down the first drive, 10-play drive, it's like, you know, second and goal from the 7. They punch it in. Man, boom. Number one, we prove we don't need to have a big play to score. Mm-hmm. Number two, we prove we can extend a drive on third down. Number three, we freaking score in the red zone, a touchdown. Like, boom. How about what kind of start would that be?
I agree.
I'd be drinking a bunch of Kool-Aid in the stands.
How would we be doing it? What would we be doing, Jake?
We'd be clinking glasses.
Clinking glasses.
Clink and drink, baby.
Spiked Kool-Aid is what we're going to call it. All right, let me ask you then, Jake, and this is a big discussion too, is Scott Frost has had his fair share of criticism, rightfully so. When do we give him, then, if it is turned around this year, if it does look better this year, when do we give him credit for that?
10-2.
Because like,
well, no, I'm just Kool-Aid. That's some Kool-Aid moment.
Hey, that's the Rashawn Kool-Aid going right there.
Yeah, you're because Rashawn Kool-Aid.
You can't
man.
Have
dangerous
it.
Dangerous Kool-Aid.
This
I'm
is
just
what
playing.
I
that was a joke.
This is what I always say to Nick and Rico is you can be critical of Scott Frost all you want, but you can't have it both ways. As much as you're critical, if something good happens and he's still the head coach, he still deserves some type of credit for that. Like you can't have it one way or the other. You have to have it both ways. So at what point are you giving Scott Frost credit for what he's created?
Well, I mean, that's why it's difficult when you're a hands-on coach like he has been. If Nebraska is good this year and the offense clicks and everything's smooth – yeah, he's the CEO, but he's not the hands-on guy. So I think we give him credit because he's the head coach, but I don't know how much he would want to take himself because, like, dude, I took a step back and we got better. So right. It's kind of a double-edged sword. You're winning, you're happy, but it's all like that's it really comes to start making you question, are you still a good hands-on coach? So I don't know. I think that 8-4, something like that, 7-5, 8-4, You give him credit for stepping back and realizing
right. Yeah. That
he can't be in that role anymore. But I just wonder again how hard he would take that, seeing the team have success when he has a much, much lesser hand in that, if you know what I mean.
Interesting. I think it's important. I think it is credited to him as and I would agree with Nate. Jake. I don't agree with Nate. It's like, me and Nate box. I know.
What is this? Come on,
Jake.
Kool-Aid guy.
I am the Kool-Aid guy. Kool-Aid man.
I agree with Jake in the form that I really think that him being able to see by whatever means that happened, whether it was from Trev Albers, whether it was from outside, to be able to say this isn't the homeboy hookup deal. We need to get the right people, the right type of coaches. We need to develop these young men to become, you know, better, and we need to establish a culture. I said this all last year. I said, there's one thing, tell me one thing you can identify for culture for Nebraska. I didn't see it. I think the defense, maybe the bones were coming back.
Yeah.
That's probably the best thing I could have said.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything from Nebraska for culture that I could have seen from the last group of guys.
Well,
that's in all the sports. I just didn't see it, and that's what I would like to see.
See, that's why last year's tough for me because I mean they didn't get blown out. They were in all these games. They were close. They lost eight of those games by one score. Mm-hmm. The other game, Ohio State, was a 9-point loss. So all of them by 10 points or less. So that's why. Yeah, I don't know about the culture issue. I get what you're saying, Strick, because they weren't closing it out. But there was just something that was off. They truly were close last year to being respectable, and they actually were respectable, but there was something missing. I don't know if that's culture, what that was, but I don't know if it just changes like that with the new coaching staff, but I'm optimistic those guys will make a difference.
And
yesterday Bill Bush was talking with the media, the new special teams coach, and he said he was talking about how in the first meeting of the fall with his specialists, his kicker, punter, returners, he was talking about how he emphasized OE, which is doing the ordinary extraordinary. Fundamentals. I haven't heard fundamentals mentioned in Nebraska forever, even though we talk about it all the time on the radio saying, dude, just do the easy stuff better. It's just football. You've done it since your middle school, high school. Like, just why are we doing the most crazy stuff? Like, yes, make the ordinary extraordinary. Do that. You do that, you become Iowa, who, again, we don't want to – Iowa's boring, but Iowa doesn't mess up. Iowa does not beat themselves. Wisconsin rarely beats themselves.
It ain't sexy.
They do the ordinary extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. That's
what you got to do.
The one
but
thing
you know what
say.
They're going to do, though. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what I was, in essence, talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm saying when you show up to a Iowa game, you know what – it's going to be bland. There ain't going to be no seasoning on that thing.
But they're going to beat you.
But they're going to force you to give that thing up.
Yep.
And make you make mistakes.
Pass rush, great secondary, great linebackers. I mean,
yes.
The defense is stout, and they have great returners in return game.
And they're special
and specialists.
Teams, right? Then you know the same thing with Wisconsin. You know exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and they come with an identity. Maybe I said that wrong. Identity. There is no identity that I had witnessed. And that's what I'm hoping to see. I want an established identity again to be able to know when they show up, that you know what to expect from a Husker team.
I think identity is a good word because I don't think Nebraska's had an identity for a while. But my only pushback kind of on like the culture, and maybe this is just me coming to defense of Scott Frost because I'm not nearly as critical as a lot of our texters and a lot of you guys too, is say what you will. From the outside perspective, whether it be the media or fans, we can say all that we want, but we've talked about it, Strick. Those guys in the locker room, like they're still – they competed every single game. They went into that Iowa game. They had no reason to play. They were 3-8 for crying out loud. You have a redshirt freshman playing quarterback. You're beat up. You've played an entire season. And damn it, that team came out against Iowa and should have won that football game. You can say that about every single game Nebraska played last year. They played against Michigan State, who went to a New Year's Six Bowl. They competed down to the wire. Should have won that game.
Should have won.
Michigan, that made the college football playoff, if it wasn't for a last-second fumble in the last minutes of the game, they should have won that game. So say what you will.
Pass rush pretty good, too.
Exactly. So say what you will about Scott Frost. I understand the criticism. This is Nebraska. In no way, shape, or form is 3-9 acceptable. It never has been. It never will be. But those kids, day in and day out, showed up for Scott Frost. And when Garrett Nelson took the podium just weeks ago at Big Ten Media Day, he came to Scott Frost's defense and came by his side. Those kids are bought in. They are behind Scott Frost. So we can say all we want. We can harp on Scott Frost, and I get it. The record speaks for itself. But these kids are still showing out. They week in and week out, they play for Scott Frost. And I think that's important because especially in college sports, you can speak on this, Strick. There are so many kids that would have thrown in the towel come, what, week seven, week eight, and say, you know what,
yep,
we suck.
Sure.
We could have quit. We're not a bowl team. This is Big Ten football. These are good teams. They didn't. They showed up week in and week out for Scott Frost, and I think there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, I mean, Nebraska, like you said, Nate, I mean, you've seen before Nebraska. I mean, go back to 2017. That's a team that quit. That team straight up quit on their staff.
Absolutely.
I mean, they went to Minnesota. They got buried alive by a very, very, very subpar average team in Minnesota. I can still see their mediocre quarterback, Demry Croft, tearing up Nebraska. You say, who's that? Exactly. Exactly. That's who you should say because he never did anything besides that game. I see Iowa putting up, you know, 42 straight points in Lincoln to end that season in a 56-14 win with Noah Fant just still stalking the sidelines and kicking your butt from Omaha. So that team quit.
Completely.
And they didn't quit last year. So, yeah.
Yeah,
culture, I don't know if that's the problem, but
we'll
see how this goes this year.
I'm rolling with Jeff Downey, though. Jeff Downey on the Facebook stream. Jeff Downey, shout out to you. Thanks for listening in. Defense gets three turnovers. This is what he's hoping to see. Hoping to see. Defense gets three turnovers. Offense has 150 yards rushing, so he's going with the over. And 250 yards passing while covering the spread. I'm down with that. If I see that, me and Jake are clinking.
And
clinking and drinking.
That's right. And we'll bring it back to America, too. We'll take a quick break. We'll have more. We are getting live at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock. You got about a half hour left to get down here for buy one, get one free on four packs of Steakhouse Blend burger patties. More next on Old School on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.